It simply wouldn't be Oktoberfest without them, the Klaberheads, the band, and their fans. Set for September 15th, 16th, 17th this year, Oktoberfest Cincinnati celebrates Cincinnati's German heritage. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Dio. My guests this evening are Franz and Erica Klaber. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
What is a Klaberhead?
That's almost an indefinable thing. We used to do a lot of Jimmy Buffett songs, but most Oktoberfests, they want a certain amount of German music. So we took some of the Buffett music and turned it into German music. And then one of our followers, Tim, said, well, this is like the Parrotheads, but you're Klaberheads. So that we just adopted that name.
Well, let's talk about the main event. Erica, how many years have you performed at Cincinnati's Oktoberfest?
Since the 1970s, when I was very little. Of course, I wasn't performing then, but I can remember my parents going down for the weekend to play. And we've pretty much played there every year since.
I guess I should say that Franz and Erica aren't a married couple. They're father and daughter.
Yes.
And,
yes, we are.
Carrying on the generation, fourth generation now of Klaberheads.
Right. Correct? My daughter is involved, and she's the fourth generation.
Aw. Yeah. So how many sets across the weekend will the band play?
Friday night, we play on the main stage, I believe, from 5 to 11. Saturday, we play from 7 to 11, and then Sunday, 4 to 9.
Franz, how many other Oktoberfests does the band play?
Oh my gosh, I think 7 or 8.
Well, let's put it this way. From mid-August to mid-October, we're playing every weekend.
And you've gone on the road?
We do. We hit the, I like to call them the three C's of Ohio, Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati. We also play in Indiana and in Kentucky. And then this year we're branching out. We're going to the Nashville Oktoberfest and the Tulsa, Oklahoma Oktoberfest.
Oh, what fun. And you've actually played down at Epcot Center. Is that correct?
Yes, I forget what year that was.
1984.
And they called us.
And was that in their international village?
Yes, in the German Pavilion.
Oh, what fun. Way to represent Cincinnati, Klabers. So Cincinnati's Oktoberfest is once again going to be held in the new location on 2nd and 3rd Streets between Walnut and Elm. It's the second year for this move. How did you like it there last year, Franz?
It was a change from Fountain Square. It had pluses and minuses. I liked it.
I did, too. I felt like we could get more people, you know, around the stage.
Mm-hmm.
The backdrop of the city and the bridge was really beautiful. I mean, I love Fountain Square. It has that kind of coziness to it. But this was new, and I liked it.
And I think I remember it was pretty nice weather last year, too, with a lot of sun. And the tall buildings actually offered some shade.
Yes.
And the food, the German food that can be found at Oktoberfest. Erica, what are some of the things offered this year?
Oh, gosh. Potato pancakes, anything sauerkraut. Sauerkraut balls, sauerkraut egg rolls, of course, the brats, the Mets. The German desserts. Yes, the schnitzel.
I like the Limburger sandwich.
Oh, my husband likes that as well. Yeah, some stuff that's a little bit tricky to find. Now, the Klaberheads are known for your German music, but you play some non-German music as well?
We do. I decided that I wanted to play as much as possible. So I was trying to look for new ways so that we could play longer than the Oktoberfest season.
Mm-hmm.
So we play a lot of summer concert series throughout the tri-state area. We play our own New Year's Eve dance, and we also have started a Christmas season where we do Christmas traditional music, some German, some modern. We also do a night of big band where we do music from the 40s, and people love that show.
Now, when you do these other shows, do you show up in lederhosen and dirndls?
No.
Is that the right way to say
that,
right?
In fact, we're the band. I like to say we're the band of all seasons because we wear different hats for different venues. So for our summer concert, we're wearing Hawaiian shirts. The big band, we wear tuxedos. Well, I don't, but the guys wear tuxedos.
You wear a beautiful gown.
I do, yes.
My guests tonight are Erica and Franz Klaber from the Klaberheads. And if you've lived in Cincinnati for any amount of time, you've seen this band. They're all about fun. It's really great fun music, isn't it? You can't kind of hear this music without smiling.
It is. And there's a word.
It's called Gemütlichkeit. Is that what you're...
Right, Gemütlichkeit. And it's kind of hard to translate, but the general feeling of it is a feeling of...
Well, happiness.
Comfortable, happiness, fellowship. And it kind of describes what we're going for when we're performing. We want the audience to have a great time, share a little bit of the heritage, but also bring in some of the modern music so we get some of the younger people in there. So we're there to have them have fun.
Well, yeah, we really feed off of them.
And how big is the band?
We have 12.
Tell me what instruments are involved in this performance.
Well, for brass, we have trumpets and trombones.
We have the rhythm section, bass, drums, keyboard, accordion, guitar. We have saxophone, and then I play the steel drum.
That traditional German instrument,
right.
The steel drum.
We are probably the only group that has a steel drum.
Yeah, the only, we joke, we say we're the only German band with a steel drum player.
So you got to tell me,
yes.
What did your dad say when you said, hey, Dad?
It was his idea.
Well, yeah. She went to Miami University and was in the steel drum band when they started. And I said, I'll buy you a steel drum if you play one song with us in Minster, Ohio. She played one song and she's been with us ever since. And now she's the leader.
You passed the audition. You are actually, Eric, you took over from your dad, mm-hmm. and Franz, you took over from Franz Sr.
Yes.
So this band has truly been going since about 1930, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable. What a great family tradition. Friends, family, other German Americans in the beginning, I understand.
Oh, yes.
And are there German speakers in the band? Do you?
I'm probably the only one right now.
So you can do at least a toast or a greeting?
Oh, at least that much. Oh, yeah.
Well, will you do one for us, Franz? Will you give us some good wishes in German?
Ein Prosit, der Gemütlichkeit. Ein Prosit, der Gemütlichkeit. And then you say, Eins, zwei, Zufa.
They are the Klaberheads. Four generations of Klaberheads playing not only German music, but other music as well. And we'll find you at this Oktoberfest, September 15, 16, and 17 downtown. And tell us again, Erica, what stage you'll be on?
We'll be on the main stage Friday night. Saturday night, we're at the Freedom Center stage. And Sunday, I think we're somewhere around Main.
I imagine all of that is available on your website.
Yes.
We'll link to that through our website. Also, the Oktoberfest Cincinnati will have a website that you can link to as well through WVXU.org. Celebrating traditional German heritage in song and in style, the Klaberheads will appear in Lederhosen and Dirndls, ready to sing, dance, and maybe hoist a beer or two at this year's Oktoberfest Cincinnati, September 15th, 16th, and 17th, 2nd and 3rd Streets between Walnut and Elm. Thank you so much for stopping by this evening. And Franz, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Or around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Diehl.